That was Blue Coop by Twin Peaks. I'm Lauren Bile, and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to Pisces season.
Whoa, that was crazy. It sounded just like me. Hi, welcome back. It's been 2 weeks, and I know that you all missed me so dearly. Anyway, I had the flu, and I was really delirious and forgot to get a sub. And then it was spring break, and now we're back, and I have a special guest who's actually super special because he never talks on my show. Welcome.
Thank you.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Nathaniel Oakes.
Okay.
I'm a sophomore.
Okay.
Tufts University.
Okay. What do you study?
International relations.
Oh, that's crazy.
And French.
That's really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
French.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do with that?
To be determined.
Uh-huh. I woke up last night in the middle of the night and thought I was speaking French, and then I went to bed, and then I woke up and I was like, I'm not speaking French. If anyone knows what that was, I don't know any French whatsoever, so I don't know how or why I thought that. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I was also confused because you don't really speak Spanish either.
Oh,
and you take Spanish.
Hit me
so.
Where it hurts. Okay, that was really funny and cool. On my show, that's crazy. Anyway, geez. Two things, and I will tell you more about one of the things later on. One thing is that WMFO is doing a donations drive, so you should donate to the studio because it's super awesome here and really cool. Nathaniel, isn't it really awesome and cool at WMFO?
It is so awesome and cool at WMFO.
Yeah, exactly. You would like to donate money so we can keep it awesome and cool and you can keep listening to awesome and cool music. So you should consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click Donations Drive tab to see how to keep it freeform, because if it wasn't freeform, then I couldn't have shows like this and you would be sad because you couldn't do the listening of my shows. Duh. I will give you more information on that later. Another plug is that Friday night there's a concert on Tisch Roof. Yeah.
Rumor has it Drake will make an appearance.
Yeah, actually the rumor's true. He's going to be on Tisch Roof after 12 years of missing Tufts so dearly. He's like called and emailed and texted and sent letters like almost every single day with his like tears. He's just like, he wants to come back to Tufts so badly, and he finally said, okay, yeah, you can come back, but on Tisch Roof. So Tisch Roof is about to be the craziest night of everyone's lives. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be Drake and then also some really cool awesome local bands and Millie Bobby Brown. So it's gonna be a good time for everyone. You should definitely come to Tisch Roof Friday night, 7 p.m. My guest here will be there, right?
I will. I hear Drake also donates every month.
Yeah, Drake donates so much money to WMFO, and you should be more like Drake. So yeah, that's what I have currently. We have a really interesting mix of music tonight, and more to come on why we chose such an interesting group of music, mostly because we have the best music taste on this planet, so it'll be really good, I promise. And up next is a song by, oh, also if you would like to call in and tell us how awesome our music taste is, 855-915-9636. Say hi.
Hello.
Not you, the callers. Up next is Good Looking by Suki Waterhouse.
I thought I You're not who you are to anyone, to anyone. You're not who you are to anyone, to anyone these days.
I like that song.
What was that song?
That was Good Looking by Suki Waterhouse.
That's crazy. Did you know she used to date Robert Pattinson?
I did not know that.
Yeah. No, wait. She does right now, actually. It's
no way.
FKA Twigs that used to date him. And then he so cruelly broke her heart and she made Cellophane. Do you know that song?
I do not know that song.
It's a cruel song. Anyway, that's like maybe future Lauren will play it one day. I played it once or twice. Suki Waterhouse dates Robert Pattinson.
I do know Robert Pattinson though.
Yeah, we just saw Batman on a day and
Sunday.
It was like really long. Maybe unnecessarily long, question mark.
Overrated.
Yeah, also, like, Robert Pattinson looked like a little boy. Like, the hair. Maybe I'll do that next.
Fitting.
Anyway, it was really sad next to Zoe Kravitz, is all I have to say. Because she's like, hey, not on air, Jesus. Anyway, Nathaniel was also picked the next song. It's by The Strokes.
Call it fate, call it karma.
That's crazy. I wonder which one it'll be. Anyway.
Nice.
Not all the way. Please don't understand.
That was Bobby by Alex G. Nathaniel said it sounds like Wagon Wheel.
Unmistakably.
Whatever. Anyway, I feel obligated to give an introduction to the next song because you're not going to hear from me for 13 minutes after I start playing the song. So it is a car seat headrest song. Me and Nathaniel actually went to their concert on Saturday.
Indeed.
I don't know. What were your thoughts?
Odd crowd.
Yeah.
Good music.
Yeah. So good. I was just like, you know,
not
it was
that
like,
good.
Yeah. It was just, it was interesting. Like, you know, there was like a mix of like, alternative, like liberal arts college vibes, you know, like they seemed like similar in that way to me and Nathaniel. And then there was like furries. There were a few people wearing like cat ears. And then there was also like really angsty, like really, really angsty teenagers who were like genuinely fighting to the death to be as close as possible. And like, I like go to concerts. Like I understand crowds, but like they were really into getting as close as possible. I don't think I've like encountered so many aggressive teenagers in my entire life. But I thought it was fun. I don't know.
I agree. I had a friend who got kicked out.
Yeah, that's
unfortunate.
You also took an L at the concert, though, so...
I did, but we don't talk about that.
Oh, okay,
so
we're...
2 a.m. session.
We're not allowed to talk about that. Anyway, that sucks. This song is from Twin Fantasy. I don't know, it's like 13 minutes long, it's really awesome. Please don't turn off my show once I start playing the song. I promise that, like, you will be like, oh my god, that was 13 minutes? That was, like, the shortest 13 minutes of my entire life. I totally promise, right, Nathaniel? They played this at the concert, and it was really good. Okay, see you guys next week. Anyway.
Last night I drove to Harper's Ferry and I thought about you. There were signs on the roads that warned me of stop signs. The speed limit kept decreasing by 10 as we entered a town about halfway there. It was almost raining at the train station. We put our hoods on our heads at the train station. We threw rocks into the river. The river underneath the train tracks. And when the train came, it was so big and powerful. When it came to the little station, I wanted to put my arms around it. But the conductor looked a little funny. So we had to say goodbye and leave. The monopoly board still in the backseat. Took that nightmare return to get out of town. Ran into the decreasing speed limits again. What should I do? Eat breakfast. What should I do? Eat lunch. What should I do? Eat dinner. What should I do? Go to bed. Where can I go? Go to the store. Where can I go? Apply for jobs. Where can I go? Go to a friend's. Where can I go? Go to bed. We'll be right back.
Last night I dreamed he was trying to kill you. I woke up and I was trying to kill you. It's been a year since we first met. I don't know if we're boyfriends yet. Do you have any crimes that we can use to pass the time? I am running out of. Get eaten, get more groceries, get we'll be right back.
That was Beach Life and Death by Car Seat Headrest. If you made it through all 13 minutes, congratulations. Also, I'm sorry. Yeah, I honestly don't even listen to that song all the way through, which is really funny. It is PSA time now, and I'm actually going to read it instead of Nathaniel. Because if you're a regular, then you would know that he reads all of my PSAs, and then that's it, and then he disappears. But I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna do a favorite tonight, called Ladder Safety PSA. There's something...
Oh,
please.
She's out of practice.
Okay. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet, or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp, or toxic, or flammable, yet... it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder-safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, those ladders are no joke. Very serious stuff.
I do it every week because you do the same one every time. I'm sorry.
Okay, but the people need to know about the ladders.
This is true.
They're very, very dangerous.
Dangerous.
I actually would never... have someone guest star on my show ever again.
No, I'm sorry. Take it back.
You're cruel and unusual. Anyway, next song is a song picked by Nathaniel, called You Know What I Mean by Colts.
Yeah.
Do you like that song?
Yeah, I like that song.
Okay.
Yeah.
He actually also stole this from me, like the rest of all of his music.
That's not true. I found this on my own.
Yeah, he found it on his own. Anyway... yeah, that's right now.
Thank you.
life to look at themselves. I steer clear of graveyards, they are cliche in my death-obsessed generation. No one should ever have to look at themselves. High school TMZ, guys in the hospital, is behind a jar of Velvet Jordans. Lyrics out of popular rock ballads changed to include his name. I'm taking back my heart. You're digging up.
That was 1937 State Park by the one and only Garcia Headrest, and before that was You Know What I Mean by Cults. Yeah, something to get you hype at 12:45 a.m.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Up next is Ronald Gregory Erickson II. Lauren asked me to introduce the song, but I was busy struggling with the Wordle, so I didn't have much to say besides the title.
He said he wanted to say the title earlier today.
Did
like,
I?
Yeah, when we were making the playlist, you were like, oh, but I want to introduce this.
That doesn't sound like me.
Oh,
I would never do that.
So someone call in and let me know if I just got gaslit on the air because
we
were literally talking about that earlier today, and he was like, oh, yeah, I think it's fun to say. Anyway, it's fine, it's whatever, I don't really care. Yeah, that's what's up next by STRFKR.
How do you say that?
It's crazy. I don't know. I'm not going to say bad words on my radio show.
It's bad word time. You're allowed to.
I don't think you can just, like, say bad words. There's a
All right, we'll keep them in suspense.
This is, yeah, integrity. Okay, anyway. That was Chateau by
DJO? DJO? Yeah. Joe?
The guy from Stranger Things with all the hair.
Wait, really?
Yeah, Steve Harrington or whatever his name is.
I thought it was Filthy Frank.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got that mixed up. That's Joji.
The guy. Oh, I totally have that mixed up. Never mind. That was stupid.
Dot, dot, dot.
Awkward.
Filthy Frank. That didn't just happen. If you love keeping the station freeform and listening to awesome radio like this and supporting community radio, please consider donating to the 2022 donations drive. If you'd like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu.eo. Under designation, select arts, sciences, and engineering, and then put other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. There's prizes and mailing address for the check. Go to WMFO.org, click donations drive tab, and thank you so much for helping it keep the station freeform. If you donate, you can get a t-shirt, and the t-shirts are really cool. If you donate a ton of money, you can like pick what show you want to guest spot on. So that means that you could be sitting here in the studio with me. I don't know why you would ever want to do that, but
it's a blast.
Yeah, for real. You could do that. It would be really fun and cool. So you should like check that out. There's also other prizes if you don't want to donate a ton. You can get like stickers, which are cool. Yeah, I think that's like all of our show tonight. I'm just like going to end it early so I can work on my essay.
Fun.
Yeah, there's not much else going on here, right? Any thoughts about talking on radio tonight?
You know, not really. It's a little stressful, but
yeah, it is quite
stressful.
I don't
know how you do it, man. You're,
you know, I'm just like, yeah, I just like go above and beyond always in everything I do. So
cool.
It's like basically second language at this point, talking on air.
I mean, it's still your first language. It's English.
That's,
sorry.
I'm just gonna like turn off your mic. It's crazy. Thank you for all the amazing music selections tonight. I really appreciate that.
Of course.
Because I had nothing to play because I literally had only been listening to band that shall not be named. And that would have been really embarrassing if I'd played that for an hour. So
you're welcome, guys.
Yeah, he saved all of you from that, which is good. I don't have much else to say. You should listen in next week and hear me talk again because it's really fun. Also, like, go see Drake on Tish Roof Friday night, 7 p.m. I'm Lauren Bile. This has been Pisces Season. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tough Freeform Radio. And have a wonderful night.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see you.
Softly, don't hurt me today, because I'm not ready for what you gotta say. But don't get me into, but do what you gotta do. You can let me go gently.